Well, there's a great, great, great and mighty wind blowing across the entire landscape. It's wrapped around the mighty fire of the blessed Holy Spirit. It's lifting up believers across the land, waking them from a deep, deep slumber, calling the Church of Jesus Christ back to holiness. I said it. You want me to rewind? I said holiness, calling us back to evangelism. Now remember, God said to me, if you're going to rescue a nation, restore a generation, revitalize a civilization, it'll come two ways. Number one, authentic evangelism. Number two, education. We have to get those in our heart. The New Testament church changed their world through the power of Pentecost. It's happening again. My great guest today is one of the young firebrands of God. He's on the spearhead leading the charge of a Holy Ghost nation. Tell a friend, there's a Holy Ghost breakout about to happen today right up in here on your breakthrough. Well, here we are, Ashton Blair.
Here we are.
I have been waiting. You were too young to remember, but I have been waiting for 30 years to make the announcement that I'm going to allow you to make.
We are now so thrilled to announce that we are offering four-year completely accredited bachelor degrees at Valor Christian College, the School of the Spirit. It's truly a miracle, and we're so excited.
You can get your fully accredited bachelor's degree.
We've got all the information there on your screen, valorcollege.edu. Don't delay. Stop making excuses. Today's the day for you to become a world changer.
Well, it's a great joy to welcome all my wonderful friends, all our family, all my partners to a very, very special edition of Your Breakthrough. We are commemorating, we are celebrating the season of Pentecost. And my wonderful guest today doesn't rely on stories of revival from generations past. No, sir, no, ma'am. He is seeing the mighty fire of the Spirit of God alive and affecting today's generations. Jonathan Miller and his wife, Christina, are the senior pastors at New Beginnings Church, Orlando, Florida. It's been my honor to call him my friend, to minister there with the great congregation at New Beginnings. So you join me right now and welcome Pastor Jonathan Miller.
Love you, Pastor. Well, it's great to be with you, man. And thank you for telling us something that we believed.
Thank you.
That you can grow, that you can build a great church with numbers, with relevancy, without compromising the message of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you for over 40 years sending that message. And no, we're getting it. We're a generation of people that are getting it.
Amen.
I'm so honored. You know, as Pastor was giving me this opportunity, as I began to prepare for our time of ministry today, let me just say, I really believe these next few moments are going to be transformational. I don't say that just to say that. I say that because I believe it is by divine appointment. You are a part of this moment.
Yeah.
It's no accident that I'm here. It's no accident for over 40 years Breakthrough has been preaching the message of the cross and the message of Pentecost. And as I begin today, I really feel it is important for you to understand. As we approach Pentecost, as we go through this season of Pentecost, you need to understand this, that since the coming of Jesus, and because of the coming of Jesus, Pastor, Pentecost is no longer just an event.
Say that.
It's a happening.
It's a happening.
It's not just an event.
Wow.
Oh, you got to hear this. It's not an event. It's a happening. So it is a continuation. It is a perpetual empowering of the believer. Don't be mistaken that it happened one day on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And that same spirit, whether you are a preacher, whether you sit in the farthest pew in your church, it is a power that's available to you today. Now, for those of you, maybe even those that are younger, you would say, why in the world would we need this power? Why would we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit? Listen, if we're going to walk in the steps of Jesus, if we're going to follow in His footsteps, then we must, it is essential, we have to be filled and empowered by the same Spirit that empowered Him. Pastor, it amazes me that the ministry of Jesus did not even begin until the Holy Spirit came upon him there in Luke chapter 3.
Salvation, gets you ready for heaven. Mm-hmm. But the baptism in the Holy Ghost gets you ready for earth.
Yes.
You need this mighty power.
You have to have it. Mm. If Jesus needed it.
Right.
And his ministry could only be validated by those signs and wonders.
Yes.
And by that Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Who are we to think that we can do anything without him? Now, Pastor, you've taught us that you can grow a church. You can build a brand without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But you'll never see the lives of people touched and transformed.
No, and that's what we're seeing in the modern church. We're seeing 3 million people a year walk away because they don't see the power.
That's it, sir.
They don't have an experience.
Wow.
They don't see God moving in the everydayness of his life, of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're not empowered. How boring a Christian experience that must be.
How boring and how weak of a Christian experience.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're living in the same world we are, but for over a year now, we've been facing a global pandemic.
Wow.
Racism's out of control.
Yes.
Political confusion in an unprecedented measure.
Yes.
And I just want to lift my voice for the next 30 seconds and tell you, if there was ever an hour, there was ever a day that the church needed to return to its fundamental principles and its fundamental beliefs and solely rely on the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit, it's now.
And it's so wonderful. I love what you said. He is available.
He is available
right now.
We have to have him, Pastor.
Well, yeah.
Because as we stand in great adversity, we talked about political confusion, racism, this pandemic. We have to have the Holy Spirit in order to counteract this onslaught of the enemy.
Yes.
I've been on Zoom call after Zoom call, conference call after how are we going to overcome racism?
Right.
It's simple. The power of the Holy Spirit to transform the hearts of men
That's
and women.
It.
How are we going to get through this pandemic? Not get through it. How are we going to come out bigger and better?
Exactly.
The power of the Holy
the
Spirit.
Power of the Holy
How are
Spirit.
We truly going to grow a church? How are we going to truly see revival?
Right.
It is the person, the presence, and the power of the Holy Spirit. There's no way around him.
No.
He is essential today.
Essential.
In the life of every Christian.
Yes.
And in the life of every church.
Yes. And then he gives you this beautiful language.
Mm.
The only two gifts of the Holy Spirit that were not in operation in the Old Covenant.
Say that.
Right?
Wow.
It's because there were miracles.
Right.
There was
right.
prophecy. There was discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the gifts except two. Tongues and interpretation of tongues.
So good.
He
Pastor.
Saved that for the seal that there's some folks say, if you're going through, the folks are moving the Holy Spirit out of their church services. Well, listen, the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, your Bible says tongues is for a sign to the unbeliever.
Yeah, yeah.
And folks are afraid they're going to scare unbelievers off.
It's a sign. It's
no,
a hook.
It's a sign. That here it is. All the things you pointed out are supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Racism isn't something that can be dealt with legislation.
Right.
Racism is a problem of the heart.
Yes, sir.
And it's a spirit.
It is, sir.
This pandemic, this thing has its origins in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
To bring this kind of separation among people, separation of the church.
Yeah.
Whoever heard of Easter Sunday and people couldn't gather together in their churches? So how do we counter that with the supernatural of the Holy Spirit? Tell these folks how they can get
Absolutely.
Attached.
You know, where sin abounds, grace abounds the greater. And as we're facing an onslaught from the enemy, quite frankly, my 41 years, I've never seen anything like what we're living through right now. But in all of this, if I've ever believed anything, I believe that we are on the precipice of the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the greatest harvest of souls, the greatest numbers of signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Spirit.
Do
to answer
God.
Pastor's question, the only way you get it is to be hungry for it.
Jesus.
He comes to those who are hungry. He comes to those who are thirsty.
Yes.
He comes to those who are available. And Pastor, even over the last few minutes as we've been talking and sharing, I feel him moving.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that God is raising up an army.
Thank you,
We're
Jesus.
A part of that army.
Thank you.
He's raising up a nation. I'm not talking just about a literal nation. I'm talking about a people, a kingdom people.
Kingdom
and
people.
We are going to establish the power of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
the
sir.
Kingdom of God,
yes, sir.
In, through, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. But I want to tell you how I believe one of the ways you can begin to unlock it. Mm. If God's raising up an army and we're a part of that army, if He's raising up a nation and we're a part of that nation, hear me, no nation can win a war broke.
What?
No army can fight a battle ill-equipped or under-resourced.
What?
So in this season, I'm prophesying to you that there is a ridiculous, unprecedented release of blessing and resources. We cannot fight without being equipped. We cannot fight without the resources.
Yes,
and I believe that this unprecedented release, it's no coincidence we're talking to you in this season of Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
Because prophetically today, I want to declare and decree that it starts here.
Yes.
I want to declare and decree that it starts now.
Yes.
I want to declare that it starts with you. The soil is right. For over 40 years, the soil has been proven and tested. The soil is right. The time is right. Now, all you need to do is put a seed into the ground. And I want to encourage those of you that are watching today. There are some of you because you have a need that would require you to do so. The greater the need, the greater the seed.
True.
And there are some of you who have a need that would require you today to sow a seed of $1,000. There are some of you that might not have the ability to sow that, so you need to sow a seed of $100 or even a seed of $50. And you can do that by going to rodparsley.com.
Yep.
That information is on the ground, on the screen. Pastor, the time is right.
Yeah.
The soil is right.
Yeah.
All we need to do is get that seed into the ground.
Yes.
One of the ways that you can participate is by connecting yourself to a house, to a ministry that, again, for over 40 years has been seeing the power of Pentecost released, not in a season, but as a happening.
Ooh.
Get your seed into the ground because God is going to do something amazing as you do.
Now listen. What you have just witnessed, what you have just experienced, what you're sensing, what you're feeling, I wouldn't give you 15 cents for a God who didn't manifest Himself to me and let me know He's there, Jehovah Shammah. He's present right there where you are. Hmm. Now, this young man is a result of this ministry over the years continuing to speak forth truth that these great young men, great young women have picked up. I've been doing this 40 years. I don't know that I've got another 40, maybe I do. But we're going to release that anointing, and we have been releasing that by impartation into these young lives that are going to do so much more than I was ever able to accomplish for God's kingdom.
Jesus.
And it's because we've been here on breakthrough that they've known us, that they've received from us. So there are three things that are important right now. Number one, the season. There are three times in a year where God Almighty says, I'm going to draw closer to you than at any other season of the year. Passover, Pentecost, 50 days later. We're in that Pentecost season right now. 50 cost. Pentecost is where we are. Secondly, soil is important. Why would you ever want to sow seed in rocky, dry, dusty soil? No, sir. You want to find soil that has a record of producing, not only in your life, but in the lives of millions of others. That's great soil. And then thirdly, the soil does no good, the season does no good, unless there's a seed. God's speaking to you about a seed right now. He wants to release Pentecostal power into your life. You can connect with that by the step of faith required to sow a seed. So let me encourage you right now. $50 is a great Pentecost seed, $1 for every day from Passover to Pentecost. A $50 seed that you wrap your faith around and that you sow with great expectancy. I'm believing with you. Pastor is believing with you. We're ready for your Pentecostal miracle of power to be released. This is your opportunity. So sow that $50 seed, or as we're instructed during Pentecost, put a seed in each hand. Put $50 in each hand. Sow a $100 seed. The Holy Spirit speaking to you right now. But for there are others who your need can only be represented by a greater seed. Something supernatural happens when you sow a $1,000 seed. It's just reality. Here's why. It gets your attention to sow it. And if it gets your attention, it gets heaven's attention. So hear the Holy Spirit right now. Do as He instructs you, and we're agreeing with you for the power of Pentecost to be released in your life wherever you need it.
The Feast of Pentecost is the second commanded feast of the year, and God's instructions are clear. Everyone is called to observe this feast and give as they are able. Don't miss sowing your very best Power of Pentecost seed. For a seed of $100 or more, we'll place your name around the new Pentecost flame coming soon to the magnificent Calvary Memorial. You'll make this worldwide witness to the Holy Spirit a reality. To bless your step of faith, you'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's exclusive series, Days of Fire, 4 brand new, never-before-released messages on the Holy Spirit. Dr. Parsley is believing you'll be one of the select group of 120 upper room believers that will help light the new Pentecost flame, a lasting testament to the light, fire, and power of the Holy Spirit. When you sow a Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more, we've reserved a place of honor for you. Your name or the name of a loved one will be engraved on a plaque under the Pentecost flame. There's only room for 120. Please don't delay your very special $1,000 seed. For a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, we'll send you this new book on receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit, The Fire Within, along with the disc set Days of Fire. For a generous Power of Pentecost seed of any size, you'll receive Harvest Music Live's new EP, Constant, plus 2 vials of anointing oil. Keep one and give one away. Please respond before we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Call, text to give, write to us, or visit rodparsley.com. Sow your Power of Pentecost commanded offering before May 23rd.
I tell you one thing, you need to text a friend. You need to message somebody right now and tell them the power of God is being manifested on Breakthrough. Pastor Rod has a tremendous guest with him today, one of the great, young, mighty men of God, bringing the power of Pentecost to this generation. I'm so proud of you, Pastor Jonathan Miller.
Yes, sir.
New Beginnings Church, Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, where it is warm and sunny.
Yeah, an Ohio boy that moved, heard the voice of God. Yay.
So clearly I heard
his voice. Come to the sunshine.
And I'm so glad to be there. God's doing amazing things.
Yeah,
he's moving in this program. He's moving so powerfully. And you know, as we were just talking over the last few minutes, I was reminded of something, and some of you will be a little shocked when I say this, but about 6 months ago, I made a decision that I was gonna just stop praying for revival.
Wow.
Stop praying,
wow.
Stop asking.
Wow.
And what I began to do, Pastor, is I began to declare it and decree it.
Yes.
Not that it's coming,
yeah,
not
no.
that it's on its way,
no.
but it's here.
Someone asked me the other day, are you a part of this revival? I literally said, I don't really know what you're talking about. I have lived in a
revival.
Perpetual state of revival for these many, many decades.
You have.
And so have you.
Yeah.
Because we can't get away from the fire.
You can't.
Once you've experienced the fire, mm-hmm. you can never be satisfied with the smoke.
And what I love that, and what people don't understand about revival, it's not a series of services strung together.
No.
It's not even a bunch of people getting saved, although you can't have
not.
Revival without salvation.
No, it's not.
And I know you could so more eloquently, you could give us a definition of revival that would just cause us all to be undone.
No.
But I believe revival, Pastor, in its most simplest context is this: when dead things begin to come to life
now
again.
You're about to make me run around this empty tabernacle.
Those dreams, those visions,
my great
the marriage, the destiny, the plan, the purpose, the job, the business, career. All revival is, ask Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37, he'll tell you, all revival is when the wind of the Spirit decides to visit something that is dead.
Yes,
and see, y'all don't even know this, but over the last few minutes, your marriage was coming back to life again.
There
that business that you thought COVID killed, the Holy Ghost is bringing it back to life again. I'm telling you, we're on the precipice of the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In 3 weeks, we've baptized 67 people at New Beginnings Church. 67 people in 3 weeks. I've never seen what God is doing in this day and in this hour. And I'm telling you, it's not coming. It is here. We are a part of a Pentecostal revival. And for those of you that don't know what a Pentecostal revival is, let this preacher take 60 seconds to tell you what one looks like. Do you remember when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? Mm-hmm. That was a Pentecostal revival. Do you remember when the woman with the issue of blood touched his garment and life came out of him? And that was Pentecostal revival. Do you remember when Peter and John lifted that lame man up to his feet on the way into the temple, and he went in there leaping, jumping, dancing, rejoicing, carrying? That was a Pentecostal revival.
God.
Do you remember that after 3 days of being dead himself, when God raised Jesus to life again? That was a Pentecostal revival. And of course, in that upper room, when the Holy Spirit invaded that place, shook the foundations, blew the windows out, cloven tongues of fire upon their heads. That was a Pentecostal revival.
Yes, sir.
And I'm prophesying to you today that when your children get saved, when your marriage gets restored, when your body gets healed, your mind gets set free, that is a Pentecostal revival.
Hallelujah.
And what an opportunity you have today to become a part of this Pentecostal revival.
Yes.
What an opportunity you have to sow into this Pentecostal revival, to attach yourself to what God is doing in this day and in this hour. When I say these things, I'm not saying them to be cliche.
No.
I believe that the power of Pentecost, the power of the Holy Spirit is invading your mind, your body, your health, your marriage, your life, your business, and your career. And if today you want to be a part of this Pentecostal revival, if today you want to attach yourself to the anointing that is in Pentecost, I'm going to tell you how you can do it. You can invest into it. You can sow into it. And as I said earlier, there are many watching today, whether it's because you have the ability to do so or maybe your need requires you to do so. The greater the need, the greater the seed. If that's you, I want to encourage you to sow that seed of $1,000. I'm sowing one today because I need a miracle. And I want to encourage those of you that need to move God to be moved yourself to sow that seed of $1,000. For those of you that may not be able to give at that level, as Pastor encouraged earlier, $50 in one hand, $50 in the other hand. Sow that seed of $100 now. RodParsley.com, that info is on the screen. Get that seed in the ground. Tap into that anointing. And for goodness sake, don't miss this opportunity to be a part of this Pentecostal revival.
My great God, I give by text. So I'm going to text mine right now. I want you to know that some things are about to happen to you when you sow on today's broadcast. You have just heard the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
What would we be without?
Just raised up within me and said, remind them of what happens when a prophetic word like Pastor Miller just shared with you comes forth, and when they attach themselves to it by reason of sacrifice. When you bless a prophet, a prophetic word, you receive that prophet's anointing. So if you want to unlock everything that was just declared and decreed over your life, this is the moment. Your seed becomes the amen to heaven that you receive what was said over your life. There is no greater agreement. When you do, something you lost is coming back to you. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
But it's not coming back like it left. Get ready. God always multiplies and increases. Something in that Bible that is promised to you that you've never held in your hand is coming your way. But the best is last. Something you have never asked for is going to show up in your life. I could prove all that to you from the Word, but I don't have time. Just believe me, because the only way we can change your future is to change whose words you agree with. Agree with this word right now. Sow that $50 seed. Come on, God's speaking to you. Sow that 50 in each hand seed, or sow that uncommon seed of $1,000.
The Feast of Pentecost is the second commanded feast of the year, and God's instructions are clear. Everyone is called to observe this feast and give as they are able. Don't miss sowing your very best Power of Pentecost seed. For a seed of $100 or more, we'll place your name around the new Pentecost flame coming soon to the magnificent Calvary Memorial. You'll make this worldwide witness to the Holy Spirit a reality. To bless your step of faith, you'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's exclusive series, Days of Fire, 4 brand new, never-before-released messages on the Holy Spirit. Dr. Parsley is believing you'll be one of the select group of 120 upper room believers that will help light the new Pentecost flame. Your name or the name of a loved one will be engraved on a plaque under the Pentecost flame. There's only room for 120. Please don't delay your very special $1,000 seed. For a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, we'll send you this new book on receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit, The Fire Within, along with the disc set Days of Fire. For a generous Power of Pentecost seed of any size, you'll receive Harvest Music Live's new EP, Constant, plus 2 vials of anointing oil. Keep one and give one away. Please respond before we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Call, text to give, write to us, or visit rodparsley.com. Sow your Power of Pentecost commanded offering before May 23rd.
Hey, pay attention right now, right now. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made, has just defied all the skeptics, because Valor Christian College has just received a 30-year miracle. We are so excited about it that we're launching an all-access internship. It begins next month. It's your opportunity to experience Pentecostal fire and hands-on ministry right here at the School of the Spirit, Valor Christian College. Your room and board is included, but space is very, very limited. We can't take everybody, but I'd love for you to be here. Plus, you can find out all about taking the next step in your life with our brand new Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry degrees. So if you're a Valor alumnus, did you hear me? You've already got your associate, thousands and tens of thousands of you. I think you'll be shocked on how quickly you can complete your full bachelor's degree right here on campus, or it's all available online. Thanks for being with me today,
Pastor. It's a pleasure,
Pastor.
Thank you.
If you're ever in Orlando, Florida, they need to get on your website and come see you.
That's right, OrlandoNewBeginnings.com. Got all the information you need on how to connect with us. And, Pastor, thank you so much for being you and letting me hang out with you today.
Man, I enjoy you so much. I'll see you next time.